A common question I get asked on Purim itself is that someone will say, I received a stack of cookies or a bowl of noodles, and I have no clue. Was this made on fleishik equipment, and now I cannot add cheese to it? Or is this considered parv? So, very important distinction. In the world of kashrus, industrial kashrus or commercial kashrus, the word parv means 100% parv. Like kosher pesach means 100% kosher pesach. Parv means it never came into a whiff of milchiks or fleishiks, fleishik kalim, milchik kalim. It's 100% parv. Now, in people's homes, for the most part, I'm sure there are exceptions, but for the most part, people's homes are not really parv. It's either fleishiks or fleishik equipment, milchik equipment. Very few items would actually be considered parv, unless someone has a whole parv set of dishes and parv ovens, parv sink. So let's assume we don't really have the purest form of parv. With that being said, halacha in Yeridea, which we could get to in a different time, I've given shiurim on these, but this is not the appropriate time for it. The halacha is that as long as the pot was clean and the absorbed taste was either milchiks or fleishik, not both, that's bas b'chalav, either milchiks or fleishiks, then the subsequent item is not really considered. Let's say you took noodles and you cooked it in a fleishik pot, the noodles are not fleishik. You don't have to wait 6 hours. It's a din lechatchila not to add cheese to those noodles. Now, that itself that I just mentioned is itself a machlekes. The svardim hold it's fine. You could add cheese to it, no problem. As long as you didn't cook lechatchila to add cheese, you could add cheese to the pot of noodles. Ashkenazim would say, no, you cannot add cheese to a pot of noodles if the noodles were made on fleishik equipment. Even in the world of Ashkenazim, if someone did, he did not realize that the noodles were made in a fleishik pot, they added cheese to it, or they dipped the cookies into the milk, not knowing that the cookies are made in a fleishik sheep pan, halacha is they are allowed to eat it, b'diavad, it would be mutter. So, just to get back to the question, when someone receives these cookies, so first of all, it depends, are you Sephardi or Ashkenazi? Let's say you are Ashkenazi and you're asking the question, so, lechatchila, the best thing would be is to ask, were these made on fleishik equipment? You could even get into ben yoimoy, ene ben yoimoy fleishik equipment. That's a whole topic for a different time. Let's say a person cannot figure that out and they need to dip the cookies into milk. So halacha, there would be enough to rely on that it's only a suffik if this was made on ben yoimoy fleishik kalim. But the eved, halacha is a smutter anyways. It's only a question of lechatchila on a suffik. If someone wants to be mekel, there would be room to be mekel. But lechatchila, it's better not to get into the shayla, not to dip it into milk, just eat it as is, because there is a chance that this item was made on fleishik equipment.